Cardiff.
Hi, Nicole, please.
Hi, this is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. This is Carol Lochner with Pizza Factory.
Hi, how are you?
I think we're playing phone tag. Sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. You have a minute now?
Yes, I do. So those other papers that you were asking for, all of my accountant stuff said that I'll have those today. So I should be able to get those back to you this afternoon.
Okay.
And then the email on Friday says that you got something from us.
Yeah, so, you know, we were trying to get you proof for the equipment and then also the capital separate. So they're wanting
right.
those statements before they'll issue anything for the capital. But right now,
right.
we did get an approval. I think it's pretty good because it is a startup restaurant, given that
okay.
the first location hasn't even been in business for, you know, a few years or so. So
right.
I think it's a pretty good approval. But we were able to approve the $62,000, they do want a down payment. The down payment would be equal to about $15,000, but they would do the loan for $62,000 over a three-year period. So your monthly payment is about $1,900, right around there.
Okay.
Do you think that would work at all?
So I don't remember what my quote was. How much was my quote? Let's look here. Sorry. See what my quote was. Sorry, it'll take me just a second to find it.
No problem.
Here it is. Okay, let me open it up really fast. My equipment quote was the $63,003. So you guys want me to put $15,000 down on top of the $62,000?
So yeah, so we would finance the full amount, but they would want a down payment. That's like right around
$15,000. I'm lost on that one. So I'm going to pay the $15,000 down payment. You guys are going to finance me $62,000, which technically pays me back my $15,000.
So, so the 62, it actually ends up being less than that. So it'll be a 40, I think it's 46,500.
Okay, that's what I need to know. Okay.
Yeah, so it's 62,000, but they're requiring the down payment. So the actual, once you put the down payment, it comes out to 46,500. Yeah, sorry.
Okay. And how long is that for?
That's a three-year term.
That is, let's see, what's the payback on that? 19, 19. So it's 68,400 for the 46,000. Okay, I just need to talk to my husband about it to see if he can do the 15K, if he wants to do the 15K down. Just to see. And then you'll have an answer for me after I get those other papers back to you today. It'll just be another day or two for the other answer.
Okay.
That's what I was asking. Sorry. What was the question?
I mean, if you did a lesser amount, they wouldn't require – it looks like they wouldn't require the down payment if you did a $35,000, but, you know, the equipment does cost
$62,000. Yeah,
so.
Yeah, you guys – yeah. Okay. And then how long to find out about the working capital loan.
What is that?
On the working capital loan?
Mm-hmm.
So when I get all that paper.
I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time hearing you.
That's okay. On the working capital loan, after you get all the paperwork, how long till I decide on that one? Does it take a couple days?
It depends when I get the paperwork. I should probably hear back tomorrow, just depending
okay.
on when I get it today. Yeah.
Okay. Well, hopefully I'll have it within the hour. I've been calling them all morning, and they said they've got it, so I'm just waiting for the email to come over.
Do you have your July statement, or did you send that to me? I forget if I asked for it.
The July bank statement?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do believe I sent that already. I can look here just to see. If not, I can resend it to you.
Okay. Yeah, can you resend that to me? I don't know if I have it or not.
I'll look, but yeah, I'll definitely resend it. So July statement.
Okay. And then do you want me to email you the terms on this equipment?
Yeah, that would be great. Just so I can show it to my husband and see what he thinks.
Perfect. I will do that.
Okay. Wonderful. Okay. And I'll get those other papers over to you today.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Nicole.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.